So unfortunately, the student on this project recently withdrew, so I'm going to be making the presentation on his behalf. I'd also like to recognize Dr. Frank Yin, who is also a co-author on this presentation. I'm going to be talking today about the deep placement of potassium and nitrogen fertilizers to prevent late-season potassium deficiencies, which are quite frequent for us in some areas of Tennessee, as you can see in the background image. This won't be news to many people in the room, but I will cover today the role of potassium in cotton, the requirements, stratification that we have observed in recent years, and cotton root growth characteristics. The past research examining alternative K placement, touch on our objectives, explain our hypothesis briefly, move into the materials and methods, and then some very preliminary results. Again, this is not news to many in the room, but potassium is very important to cotton. It is an important catalyst in 60-plus enzyme reactions. It's crucial for respiration, photosynthesis, protein synthesis, metabolism of carbohydrates, translocation, and osmotic adjustment, just to list a few. Additionally, we do have some data that suggests it aids in tolerance to abiotic and biotic stressors, and it plays a very important role in bowl formation, particularly fiber elongation. Potassium is required in the second largest quantity only to nitrogen. We see roughly 13 kilograms of potassium required for every 100 kilograms of lint produced. Numbers on this requirement varies from author to author, but it's very clear that we do require a large amount of potassium. Demand for the nutrient does increase during reproductive stages, and we have noted potassium deficiencies in cotton in soils which we don't see deficiencies in other crops. Often this would be considered adequate K levels for several other crops. Furthermore, we've seen stratification of potassium in the profile, both horizontally and vertically. International Plant Nutrition Institute highlighted subsoil K depletion recently as a major issue in row crop production. Unfortunately, the K that is not removed at harvest is deposited on the top layer of soil and will stay there if not incorporated. Although potassium is very mobile within the plant, it is not very mobile in most soils. Furthermore, we do have poor nutrient uptake from the top layer of the soil profile relative to several other crops. I think part of this is due to cotton's taproot nature versus being a more fibrous crop such as barley is better able to extract those nutrients in that upper soil layer. That increased demand for potassium is also coincides with a decrease in root activity during that flowering period. So all of this is exacerbated by the fact that we do not see preferential root growth to potassium in cotton. This research was actually conducted in a greenhouse where one plant, the root system was split. You would have potassium in one container. You would not have potassium in another container. And you see no differences in rooting preference in either container. In contrast, if you had nitrogen in one container and no nitrogen in a container, you do see preferential root growth into the container with nitrogen. So nitrogen and phosphorus have these preferential root properties, potassium does not. So we think this is one of the reasons we need to look more closely at placement work. Several studies in recent history have examined K placement. This work was conducted in Mississippi and extensively in Alabama, but results have been mixed, no consistent responses observed. In more recent years, we have noted some success. I think that is in part due to the placement of nitrogen in the potassium band, but we wanted to evaluate this further in the Mid-South region. So our two objectives were to evaluate potassium rate and placement effects on modern, high-yielding short-season cultivars of upland cotton, and then to determine if nitrogen placement can increase K-use efficiency by increasing cotton K uptake. Now, I'm a visual learner, and this is a pretty rudimentary diagram, but I want to point out what our hypothesis here is. Red is going to represent increased potassium levels. When I click the next slide, you'll see some green. The purple would represent our theoretical rooting zone. So if we apply broadcast potassium and nitrogen at planting, we're going to see rainfall remove nitrogen from that surface layer and down through the profile. Potassium concentration at anywhere in the profile other than that upper horizon is going to be relatively low, and therefore I would argue that the potential efficiency of that potassium application is low. One of the other concerns, as I mentioned, the cotton root isn't going to be able to utilize that upper soil layer like some other more fibrous crops would. What we think may be better would be a placement of nitrogen at 6x2 side dress like we typically apply in cooperation with a deep placement potassium roughly 7 inches below the soil surface. This would allow nitrogen to move into that K-band with rainfall. We think preferential root growth would occur with nitrogen, so rooting density within that band would increase, allowing the plant to absorb more potassium through diffusion. It is hypothesized that the potential efficiency of this potassium application has therefore been increased. So we had two locations in 2015. First location was at Milan. This is a silt loam soil that tested medium in soil potassium. We also had a location at Ames Plantation. This is a fine sandy loam, and soil test there was low. The variety that we chose was Delta Fine 1321. That represented an industry standard and will be continued with the Delta Fine 1522 variety in the future. The fertilizer sources that we used were muriate of potash based. We had 0015 liquid and 0060 dry. For nitrogen, we used 32% UAN, and then for our broadcast application, we blended urea and ammonium nitrate at the same quantities. Our treatments were therefore 0, 45, 90, and 135 pounds of K2O per acre. We had placement of broadcast, which would be surface applied, shallow, which was roughly 2 inches, and then deep banded, which we tried to get as close to 7 inches as we could. We were usually around 6 inches. The nitrogen placement component, we only looked at the 90 pounds K2O application, just to reduce the size of the trial. We did have broadcast and shallow placement, shallow banded at 2 inches. Those were the two nitrogen placements that we evaluated. This was conducted as a randomized complete plot design, and these were fairly large plots, four rows wide, 50 foot in length. I did have a picture of the applicator. I'll have another picture of the applicator. We were able to achieve 6 inches fairly consistently through the field. We had a large number of data collection soil samples. We had leaf samples that we collected. I'm not going to cover this information today. We did plant map and also did some vigor ratings at the end of the year. This is a close-up of our applicator. The emphasis here was to use equipment that a producer would typically have available and just try to get it as deep as we possibly could. We also looked at increasing culture size, but we were able to achieve 6 inches with this setup, so we wanted to evaluate this first before we invested more in the project. As you can see, I won't go through the model results, but if you look at, we have yield here on the y-axis and K rate on the x-axis. It's a lot of noise at the modeling location. I think this was in part due to our medium soil test K. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the myelin location because of that. We did see a slight response of nitrogen placement. Banded seemed to be better than broadcast. It did not appear to be associated with potassium. I think it was due to ammonium volatilization from the application of that broadcast urea ammonium nitrate blend on the surface. So that's a confounding factor. Fortunately, the Ames location, we had severe deficiency symptoms noted. And you can actually, I hope you can tell in the picture, the plots would actually start near the middle of the picture and continue out to the right side of the screen. You can see some severe deficiency symptoms in the plots. This is an up-close picture. This is what we would call a traditional potassium deficiency with interveinal fluorosis, edge of leaf necrosis, and we actually saw pretty severe defoliation in some plots. So we expected to see a very good response at the Ames location. I was able to generate the prettiest response curve I've ever generated from this data, 0 to 135 pounds K2O per acre very clear response to rate. Unfortunately, we did not see a clear response to placement. Now, this is a sandy soil, and I think that may have something to do with our results here. I think if we were able to get a lower soil test K soil in a silt loam, something that would better characterize West Tennessee, I think we may see placement play more of a factor. When we looked at nitrogen placement was not statistically significant, but we did see a trend where the banded application appeared to be slightly better than the broadcast application. So very briefly, and these are very general conclusions, it appears that K is moving enough to prevent the benefits of a band in coarse textured soils. We think that in heavier textured soils, the K was sufficient and prevented a significant rate response. We will be conducting more research on heavier textured soils which test lower in available K. These are unfortunately fairly hard to find because the research stations tend to keep soil tests around moderate, and it does take a few years to drain those soils of potassium. We think that placement would be more significant in those environments, and those environments would better characterize Mid-South cotton production than the sandier location that we had there at Ames Plantation. We will be reevaluating each location and continuing the work during the 2016 season. I think that's all I've got. I do believe I have a few minutes for questions.
Did you see any difference on your rate application broadcast versus sidegrass?
Did I see any differences?
Significant
differences. No, sir. We did not see any significant difference at the Ames location between banded or broadcast. Very similar response from both of those applications.
Thank you, Tyson.